In total, 10% of the greenhouse gas emissions from Australia come from what we call enteric methane, which is methane produced out of sheep and cattle.
And Meat and Livestock Australia's Matt McDonough is quick to clarify exactly where that gas is coming from.
They're actually cow burps, they're not cow farts.
Cow burps, not cow farts.
No, so part of the fermentation of the feed in the gut, a byproduct of that fermentation is methane. And the animals release that by burping that gas back out.
MLA has managed a three-year, $30 million program looking at ways to reduce methane emissions from cattle and sheep.
Look, up to about 12% of the feed energy is lost in the form of methane gas.
And the 16 research projects have unveiled a number of different feed options that in some circumstances can reduce methane emissions by up to 80%.
We've identified a new algae type that can actually cut down methane production by about 80% and increase productivity by at least 10%.
That's right, algae as a stock feed.
So the algae that we've used in the experiments to date has been grown out in sea and it's harvested, so it grows on large structures or large substrates in the ocean, so things like long ropes, etc. It can be scraped off, dried down and processed into feed. For example, in feed lotting situations, and we can feed that out in the rations.
Other results have shown the benefits of lechina, a legume fodder crop used in trials near Rockhampton.
Cattle grazing lechina, we can actually lift their productivity by up to 22% just through the higher energy and protein content of lechina, but we also see a decrease in methane emission up to 20%.
For northern cattle producers, drought feeding, replacing urea with nitrate has proven to see big results in cutting methane emissions.
We're getting just a net win there in reduction of methane from those animals. No net increase in growth because we're basically just supplementing nitrate through urea. But we do get a reduction of about 6% in methane produced. So across Australia, we estimate that's probably around 300,000 to 400,000 tonnes of methane that can be saved if we replace urea with nitrates.
One of the more interesting feeds researched as part of the project has been grape mark. That is, what's left of a grape after winemaking.
There's products out there, plants and plant byproducts that contain tannins. In the case of grape mark, actually do reduce methane production. So they directly affect the bacteria in the rumen of sheep and cattle that produce methane. And we know that feeding grape mark to cattle, which is done quite extensively across the eastern and southern states, is a bit of a maintenance ration around dry times. So when you're feeding grape mark, you can actually reduce methane production by 10%, and you still get that maintenance of live weight.
And including wheat in the rations for dairy cows has also seen a cut in methane.
That had a major impact on methane production, so reducing methane by 40%. In those animals that are fairly intensively fed and saw an increase in productivity of roughly 20% as well.
Mr. McDonough admits cost effectiveness and productivity gains will be the big drivers, though, to changing on-farm practices.
And this is a case where it's a win-win, we think. So producers will be able to potentially change management, change feeding strategies, change how they're running their production system. We're going to see environmental wins out of that. And we've got those very well documented now, the magnitude of savings in methane production. We estimate that can be at least 10% of Australia's animal emissions that we can reduce through these methodologies. But we also think then we can get up to about a 12% gain in productivity and efficiency out of this. So if we can get those sort of gains, I think we certainly have achieved a massive win for industry. And we've really got to see the process through now and deliver on this.